it's an exciting, long overdue day. So we've had, you know, these protections in place in many parts of the state. 17 other states already have them, so I think it's a good day to make sure that we're making sure all Marylanders are provided the opportunities to live their lives, have a job, have a house, go out to eat without being discriminated against.
What do you make of the efforts to put this on the ballot before voters? And I guess we've been here before with marriage equality.
Well, I think I think the other side is desperate because they've lost over and over on all of our issues. I mean, with this bill being signed into law, Maryland will be probably the most welcoming state for the LGBT community in the country. And for people who don't like the gay community, that is a frightening prospect.
Are they enforcing negative stereotypes and old stereotypes about the LGBT community, the bathroom bill argument?
Well, I mean, to me, it is such a fraudulent claim to talk about bathrooms, considering that these laws are in place in 17 other states, many jurisdictions across Maryland. There haven't been issues. I think it speaks to more of their own anxiety and fears than the reality.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Oh, and the names of your kids, since I got the picture.
Katie and Jackson.
Katie and Jackson.